Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is hit by the pitch. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGraw moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Reese out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cardenas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar throws the ball into Quilici, who tags Aparicio trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-1 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Ward moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it and throws to home to get Ward. Hermann moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-1 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliva moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-2 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Bill Melton now playing third base. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renick pinch hits for Rich Reese. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Olander pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Olander now playing left field. Bob Allison now playing first base. Rick Renick now playing third base. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-3 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-3 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tommy John. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-1 in the game. Renick hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Morales pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mitterwald for a passed ball. Morales moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-4 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Don Pafletic now catching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-4 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mitterwald hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 2 in the game. Renick is walked intentionally. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rod Carew now playing second base. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Al Worthington now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio strikes out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Dan Osinski now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Allison moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.